Today's Amma for Chazara is Yivam Aslamin Heyam Abayz. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Aslamin Heyam Abayz. It says the Mishnah, HaCholitz LiYavimtai, Reuven dies, Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, and Shimon goes ahead, and Shimon does Chalitza with the Yavama. V'nimtzis mu beres, and then it's discovered that really Mrs. Reuven is pregnant, v'yald, and she gives birth. So bizman shehavlat shakayama, if she gives birth to a healthy child, as opposed to a nefil, she gives birth to a healthy child, so then it means that really Reuven did have a child, so Mrs. Reuven never really fell to Yibam. So that means when Shimon did Chalitza with her, it was just an act, it wasn't actually a halachic Chalitza. Mamela humatibikar veseha, they'll be mutter to each other's relatives. She won't be considered a chalutza. She won't be pasal menakuhuna. However, if the child ends up being a nefil, so then the chalitza ended up being was a halachic chalitza. And mamela who asked the krayv seha viasur bekrayvav pasal menakuhuna. They're asked to each other's relatives, and she's a chalutza, and she'll be pasal menakuhuna. And similarly, hakainis is yivimtai. Instead of chalitza, if let's say Shimon was miyabe Mrs. Reuven, and then v'nimtzis mu'beres v'yold, and she gives birth, so bizman she'yivlat shel kayama, if the child ends up being a healthy child as opposed to an nefil, so then yaitzi, it comes out she had a child with Reuven, and she's an erva to Shimon. So vada she goes out, she doesn't even need to get. She never really felt to Shimon. V'chayav and bekarban, they both bichayv and a carbon chatos for doing this iser b'shoigeg. V'mein v'lat shel kayama, however, if the child ends up being a nefil, so then yikayim, so then they could stay together, because then it comes out that really she did fall to Yibam. Safik ben Teisha l'Risha and Safik ben Shiva l'Achrein. If it's a Safik who the father is, it's not clear. Was this a shorter pregnancy from Shimon? Was it a longer pregnancy from Reuven? So the halacha is Yaitzi v'Avlad Kasher. So then the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to stay with Mrs. Reuven, because there's a tzad that maybe Reuven is the father of this kid, in which case Mrs. Reuven never really felt to him, so Shimon's not allowed to stay with her. But at the same time, v'Avlad Kasher, the Vlad is going to be Kasher Mimanafshach if Reuven's the father. So then for sure, the Vlad's Kasher came out of through their marriage. And if Shimon is the father, it means that Reuven never had a child, which means that Shimon did Yibam with Mrs. Reuven. And this child is the son of that Yibam. So in either way, there's a Mimanim Shav that the Vlad is going to be Kasher, but Chayav and Ashem Taloi, and Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, they'll be Chayav to bring an Ashem Taloi for this Suffolk Isser Kares that they were potentially Ivar on. Now says the Gemara, the Itmar, HaChaylitz Mu'ubares V'Hepila, let's say in the case where a person knows that the Yavama is a Mu'beres, and he goes ahead and he does Chalitza with her, and then she ends up miscarrying. So do we view that Chalitza as being kosher or not? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Tzricha Chalitza Min Achen, the Chalitza is kosher, she does not need a new one. And Rish Lakish Amar, Tzricha Chalitza Min Achen, that she needs a new Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Tzricha Chalitza Min Achen, because Chalitza is Mu'beres Ma Chalitza, Ubias Mu'beres Ma Bia. Even the Chalitza and the Yibam that's done at the time that the Yavama is pregnant counts as a Yibam and a Chalitza, provided that she doesn't end up giving birth to a healthy child. That she needs a new chalitza, because chalitza smuberes loishma chalitza ubias smuberes loishma bia, because it does not count as a chalitza nabia when it was done at the time that she was pregnant. So we could explain the machlokes based off a psukim or a pasuk, or we could also explain it based off of a svara. If Eliyahu Navi would tell us when she's pregnant, when Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven falls, if Eliyahu Navi would tell us that he should know that she's not going to end up giving birth to a child, she's going to end up miscarrying, wouldn't you say that she's for sure a bas chalitza and a bas yibam? So ashtanami tigli milsa l'mafreya. So now also, even though we didn't know it for sure at the time, but once she ends up miscarrying, so it's a gilui milsa l'mafreya that she really was a bas yibam and a bas chalitza. Whereas Reish Lakish amar tigli milsa l'mafreya le'aminan, at that time b'shas ma'isa she was pregnant, so she's not a bas yibam and she's not a bas chalitza. Mamela the yibam and the chalitza done at that time is going to be possible. Be by same akra. It could also be that they're arguing and had a darshan in the pasuk. Rabbi Yechon Sava Reuven Ein Lo Yama Rachmana V'Halasle. The Torah says that if Reuven doesn't have any children, so then Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam. And Lemaisa, Mrs. Reuven did not have any; they didn't have any children. Versus Akher Sava Reuven Ein Lo Ayin Alav. The extra yud we darshan Ayin Alav to investigate into it. And even if Reuven's wife is pregnant, so that makes it that she's not a bas Yibam and not a bas Chalitza at the time, which is why the Yibam and Chalitza done then is going to be pasul. Now, Eisu Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon Amas Reish Lakish, how could you Reish Lakish say that it's not Shema Chalitza, Chalitza Smu Beres Loi Shema Chalitza? The Mishnah says that if a person does Chalitza with his Yevimtai, and then it's discovered that she's pregnant, so if she gives birth, and Ein Avlat Shel Kayamon, the child is not a healthy child, it's a Nefel, so then who Asa B'Krevei Seha, Vi Asur B'Krevav, Pasum and Akuna, they're Asa to each other's relatives, and she becomes Pasul the Kuhuna. So says Rabbi Yechna, Nebisham, Ledidi, Damina Chalitza Smu Beres Shema Chalitza, I say that Chalitza Smu Beres is considered a Chalitza, Mishum Hachi Pasla Minakuna, Mishum Hachi Pasla. So that's why Paslas are Minakuna. Alidach, the Amr Chalitza Smu Beres Loishma Chalitza. But according to you, that you say that Chalitza Smu Beres is not considered a Kasha Chalitza, so am I Pasla Minakuna? So why does she become Pasla Kuna if it's not considered a Chalitza? So she's not a Chalitza, why does she become Pasla Kuna? Somewhere later, if Shalakish says back, the Midrabanan Uluchumra, the Enechanami, really, it's not considered a Chalitza, and it's just the Durabanan, it's just the Chumra that we say that she becomes Pasla Kuhuna. Now, Yikud Amri, some have a different version, that Eis Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, it was Reish Lakish who asked Rabbi Yechanan from this line of the Mishnah. The Ein Avlat Shel Kayamon, he does Chalitza, and then it's discovered she's pregnant, and she gives birth to a child that's an Ethel. So, who Atzer B'Krevei Seha, Vi Asur B'Kreivav, who Pasal Menakuna. So, they both become Asur to each other's relatives, and she also becomes Pasal Menakuna. So, Bisham, Alididi, Damina, Chalitza Smu Beres, Loishma Chalitza, Bisham, according to me, that I say that Chalitza Smu Beres is not considered a good Chalitza, so really she needs another Chalitza over here. So that's why the mission never says anything that she doesn't need another chalitza. It just says that through that first chalitza, she becomes pasam and akuna. It's a chumra, just a chumra. But it doesn't say that she doesn't need a new chalitza because she taka does need a new chalitza. According to you, that you say that that first chalitza counted, so then the most fundamental and basic nafkamina the mission should have stressed is the fact that she doesn't need another chalitza. Why didn't the mission mention that? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yechanan says back, it's true that she does not need another chalitza, but va'aydi detani reisha, loy pasla, tani seifa pasla. It's just to be parallel with the reisha, which spoke about loy pasla, that when the chalitza was not good, so there's no even gzeirah derabanan, the chalitza did not pasla or minakuna, so that's why the seifa speaks about whether or not it pasla or lekuhuna, just to be parallel with the reisha. Now, it's Rabbi Yechanan reish lakish, reish lak, Rabbi Yechanan now asks reish lakish from the seifa of the Mishnah, which speaks about the case of Yiba, when Shimon is miyabe Mrs. Ruvain, and then it's discovered that Mrs. Reuven is pregnant, and she gives birth to a baby, and the Mishnah says that Ein Avlat Shel Kayamon, if the child ends up being a Nefel, so then Yekayim, so then Shimon is allowed to stay together with Mrs. Reuven. So Bisham Alididi Damina Chalitza Smu Beres Ma Chalitza Ubiya Smu Beres Ma Bia. Iker is the Seifa. Bisham, according to me, did I say that the Yibam, the Bia done at the time that Mrs. Reuven is a Mu Beres, it counts as Yibams, Misham Hachi Ketani Yekayim. That's why it says that now they just stay together. It doesn't say anything about them having to do another Yibam, because they don't. They already did Yibam, but they could stay together now. Alididach Da Amrit. But according to you, that you say Chalitza Smu Beres Loishma Chalitza Ubiya Smu Beres Loishma Bia, that you say that chalitza, that bia didn't count, so yachzer v'yibum v'yakayim yibayile. So then the Mishnah should stress that they need to do a new yibum. So says Reish Lakish back, that yeah, ma'yakayim yachzer v'yibum v'yakayim dolei sagi b'lav hachid. And in Echanami, that's what the Mishnah means, in Avada, if you want to stay together, so then they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do yibum, because that first yibum didn't count. The Mishnah didn't have to spell that out. However, Yikud Amri, that eis v'Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yechna, that Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yechna from this line of the Mishnah, that it says, Einavlat Shel Kayama Yekayim. It says that if she gives birth and the child's a Nefel, so they could stay together. So Bisham Alididi Damina Chalitza Smu Beres Loishma Chalitza Ubiya Smu Beres Loishma Bia. According to me, that I say that they didn't do Yibam yet, so she's still Zakuk Liyibam. Hanya Dikatani Yekayim. That's why the Mishnah says Yekayim. It's a demand. It's a command that he has to be Yekayim, which means Yachzer V'Yibam V'Yekayim Dolisagi B'Avochi. Of course, that's what it means. It means that they have to do Yibam again, and like that they could be married. Alididach. But according to you, that you say that they already did Yibam. So why does the Mishnah say that if she gives birth to a child that's an Eifel, that Yekayim, that Kilu, they have to stay together? I don't know. Ratzi Yaitzi, Ratzi Yekayimi Ba'ilei. The Mishnah should say it's up to them. They don't have to be together. According to me, they didn't do Yibam yet. So of course, they have to do Yibam. They have to do the mitzvah. She's Zakuk Yibam. According to you, they already did the Yibam. So why does the Mishnah say Yekayim? It's not true. They don't have to stay together. They could get divorced if they want. So says the Gemara in a Chanami, but I did a ton of Reisha Yaitzi, so Tananami say for Yekayim. Since the Reisha says that if they give birth, if she gives birth to a healthy child, then she leaves, they're not allowed to stay married. So to be parallel with that, the Seifas mentions the fact that Yekayim, that they are allowed to stay married, even though it doesn't mean that they have to, it just means that they could.